Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with editor Daniel Pinchbeck. He has edited a book called What Comes After Money. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Good to meet you. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Now, you go so far as to describe our current economic system as a parasitic virus. What's the most recent indicator that a new system is necessary?
Well, I mean, obviously there was the 2008 financial collapse, but then you also see that the way the stock market is set up, corporations are forced to, squeeze profit to maximize, their ability to make profit, which often leads to them disregarding environmental safeguards. For instance, you can't even really blame British Petroleum for the Gulf oil spill. They're just forced to maximize their profit and therefore undo environmental safeguards. So we see it as a more systemic problem that needs a more systemic solution.
You believe that the system needs to be changed. We need to transform our economic system. The book is an anthology of essays about that. And you talk about a sustainable society. What do you mean by sustainable society?
Well, I mean, ultimately, we have to become symbiotic with the biosphere rather than parasitic. And, in a sense, we have to almost become like one collective organism on the planet who exchange energy in a sensible way. In your body, you don't have one cell hoarding, 6 billion units of energy while every other cell is gasping and starving. That's kind of what we have on the planet right now.
Is there one specific thing, do you believe, that needs to be changed to start improving our economic system?
Yeah, I think we're going to need other mechanisms, other instruments for exchanging value. There's a movement towards complementary and alternative currencies. Bernard Lyotard is one of the authors in the book, was one of the architects of the euro. He argues for negative interest currencies that actually lose value if you try to hoard them, so they kind of would lead to more cooperative and sharing type of behavior.
Let's talk about Evolver Editions. What Comes After Money is one of the launch titles in the new Evolver Editions imprint, a collaboration between North Atlantic Books and Reality Sandwich's parent company, Evolver LLC. What is the mission of Evolver Editions?
Well, we're interested in elevating consciousness, awakening people, and then also providing real tools so that transformations can happen. Evolver, we have a web magazine, Reality Sandwich, a social network, Evolver.net, and we have something we call the Evolver Social Movement. We have 50 groups around the world who meet up every month around themes that can range from sustainability to shamanism to very outre subjects like UFOs and psychedelics and so on. So it's almost like a new civil society infrastructure where these ideas can be explored, and then people can do things like agriculture, gardening, permaculture, explore different sustainable technologies and so on. So the books are a part of this larger movement.
Can you give me the name of some titles of some of the more recent books?
Absolutely. Well, they're just launching now, and one of the first books that's coming out is called Manifesto for the Newosphere. It's by Jose Arguelles, who is famous for creating the Harmonic Convergence, 1987. We also have a single author book called Sacred Economics, which is coming out in July, by Charles Eisenstein, and he really is it's a 400-page revisioning of the economic system and how it could function. Then we have a book called The Electric Jesus, which is a memoir about energy healing and self-development and so on. And then a book called The Secret Tradition of the Soul, which looks at the concept of the soul in Western Hermeticism.
Back to What Comes After Money. Can we sustain society without something called money, something like money? Or do we need something to barter?
We're going to need ways to exchange value. Money is a historical concept. There was a time before it, and there could very well be a time after it. We wanted the title to be provocative and make people think, most people think that this stuff is inevitable and will always be with us. It's almost like nature itself. Actually, it's just a human-made creation, and there could be some other form of how people get around and exchange value.
Would you say that money is the root of all evil?
It's the root of a lot of evil in our society. I mean, you know, Rousseau, the Discourse of Inequality, looked at a private property as the root of all inequity and evil. You know, I think money and private property go hand in hand, but at this point, money and the kind of unfairness of the current economic system, which allows, you know, you have a hedge fund manager making billions of dollars a year, and then you have an inner city school teacher, you know, barely able to like pay her rent, you know, but who's actually contributing to society? You know, there's something very, very off about the way that our economic system is functioning right now.
Well, Daniel, thank you very much for your time. Daniel Pinchbeck, he is the editor of What Comes After Money. He is also involved in Evolver Editions. Check it out. Website?
Well, they can look at evolvereditions.com or evolver.net or realitysandwich.com.
Wonderful. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.